It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. I'm super excited to introduce to you guys my next guest, who is Mark Equinazzi, and I'm pretty sure I got that right. He is the marketing director for the coolest piece of equipment that I've had the opportunity to be messing around with in my fitness life, and it's called the TerraCore. He's on the line right now, so go ahead and say hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Did I get your name right?
Yes. You got it right.
Okay, cool.
I was very, very, very impressed.
Well, once I finally, I was like, oh, wait, we just talked. I hope I don't mess this up. How can I mess this up? A geriatric moment sometimes happen. But so, okay, you are the marketing director and you're super cool. I love our first conversation that we ever have. You have an amazing energy and I love your company because when I got this product, okay, guys, we'll explain what it is here in a second. It's called the TerraCore, and I think it's called the TerraCore because it's terrifying when you're on the bubble. But I'll get into that here in a second because it's like super functional. It's more functional. I always say it's like a BOSU on steroids because you can do so much with it. But people, like, just to give you a visual, since we're not being videoed right now, you know that bubble that BOSU has? It's like that, but it's so much better. So much. Oh gosh, I'll let you describe it since you're the marketing guru. Because I'll just go into like, it's so amazing. How would you explain like the TerraCore for people who never seen it?
I mean, I would say the easiest way to explain it would be kind of a combination of a BOSU and a bench. Similar technology to a BOSU, but you can use it as a workout bench. And then the other features, I guess, are what really kind of brings it full circle. And the extra additions that we've kind of put into it is what makes it such a versatile unit and has kind of enabled us to enter so many different markets and channels and found success and outreach that we've come to today.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like the handles. I love that you have the long handles on the bottom and then you have the two short ones on either side. I use it for so many things. You can even attach like bands to it. I mean, it's just, you can do a whole workout. You can do a full body workout every day and do something totally different.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, there's your puppies.
Yep. They are barking.
What kind of dogs are they again?
It is a Bernese Mountain Dog and a St. Bernard. Guinness.
That's normal. That's what they do. They bark. They're like, hey, there's somebody outside.
Yeah, they do bark.
But okay. Yeah. So I was talking about the handles. I think that's the really cool part.
Yes,
you can attach things to them and use it to pick it up.
And it really brings it, I guess, to a place of just, I mean, full versatility, because you can flip it over. You can do different types of push-ups with it. You can have the soft side up where you're performing balance exercises and other things along those lines. We actually have grooves on the bottom of the unit, so you can slide a resistance band right into it.
I love that part.
That's kind of under the premise of a lot of things that we kind of found in the market before developing the product, was that people were extremely upset when they got knocked in the face with a resistance band. So we basically were just trying to find a way to kind of eliminate that. And then also the bars on the bottom allow you to do a different kind of push-up, different exercises with picking it up. And you can mount bands to those bars as well. Which just, I mean, provides such a plethora of exercises. And then the weight of the unit is 28 pounds, which we're pretty much cut right down the middle as far as, some people are like, this thing is, it's just a little too heavy for me.
No.
I can't quite pick it up yet. Other people are like, make it heavier.
It's
we
perfect.
Want weights for the bottom. So it's
so you're still evolving it.
Yes.
You think, no way. That's so cool. Because I think it's a perfect weight, to be honest with you. Like I can do deadlifts with it and then flip it and do like a burpee. I'm a burpee fanatic. I just think they're awesome. And so your product is a lot of fun with doing burpees and then overhead presses and then you name it, you can do everything with it. I mean, I brought it to the beach the other day and I did a beach workout with a friend of mine. You can do partner workouts. I mean, you could take it anywhere. And I don't know. It's just so much fun too. And it's well made. Like I was impressed with how well made it was. It feels so sturdy.
No, absolutely. And we do, I mean, we are a higher price point, and we know this, but it's built like a tank. I mean, if you when you get the unit, I mean, it is a very sturdy unit, and it's not going to slide. And we also have an unconditional lifetime warranty. So once you buy one, you will never have to buy another one as long as you live. And there's no other balance trainer with the same warranty on it. So I mean, when we bring people into our group, and we like to call it our tribe, we really, really want to keep them for life, keep them happy, have new workouts, new things for them to work on and do with it. And it's kind of, I mean, we're really trying to build a community around it because we're a very small team. We're not huge whatsoever. But what we do know is that almost 90% of the people that try the unit are not
Love it.
just hooked. Exactly. They're blown away by the versatility. And they come up with uses, and we're sitting there scratching our heads like, how did we not think of
Yeah,
that?
well, I use it every day. I'll tell you, I use it with my clients, I use it with myself. My son's 6'2", 280 pounds football player. He's in high school and he uses it. I mean, like it's super versatile. Like I can't say enough great things about it, and it's why I put them in my workouts whenever I'm posted on Instagram. It may not be a total, but you'll always see it in one of my workouts because I'm like, this thing is so cool. You got to add it to everything. So if you guys want to go back and look at some of my Instagram posts, and then you also have an Instagram page, which I'm going to attach to the show notes on here so people
Awesome.
can go to that. And then that'll have a link to your website. I saw that that's attached to it. And then you also have, now you were okay. Okay. Let me backtrack really, really quick. How did you come up with that name?
So the Terra just means ground. So basically, it is a ground core unit, and that's kind of where we came up for Terra Core. But saying ground trainer or something like that didn't sound as cool, so we were trying to figure out another term. And actually, one of the co-founders randomly dropped out Terra Core, and then it just kind of stuck. Everybody liked it, and that's what we went with.
Yeah, and I love the colors. Okay, so a friend of mine that has one, you just posted him, Fitletic. His name is Harry. I call him HB, or I call him Bromeo because it's just, yeah. I call him Bromeo because his last name's like Romeo, and so I'm like, oh, Bromeo. Anyways, so I call him Bromeo, and he I was talking to him earlier, and I was like, hey, guess what? I'm gonna be, interviewing on my podcast. They're like, oh gosh, tell him I said hi, and he was kidding with me, but then he was like, but tell him seriously how cool the coloring is. He loves the coloring of it because
That's awesome.
it does look really cool. I
Yeah,
mean, like,
no. The
it's pretty cool
orange and
looking.
black,
Yeah.
yeah.
And perfect for Halloween, right? This time of year.
I know. We actually have a really cool Halloween video dropping pretty soon as well.
Oh, I have no doubt. You guys have the most amazing sense of humor because when I got the TerraCore, okay, I was looking at the instructions, and in there were jokes about the instructions because they're pretty self, like when you blow up a ball, you're gonna plug it. With air, you blow it up with air, you're gonna plug it. And you were in the instruction manual, it said, make sure, put the plug in. And it's like, duh. It even actually wrote out, duh. And I was like, these people are amazing. Like, I love that you add that humor to it because I think that's people can relate to that. Like, this is real people here,
And I think that's something that me and the entire team here really try and focus on, as far as just having a sense of humor and sort of being more of a human voice. And I mean, not that all fitness equipment is not that way, but there just seems to be so many companies that are very cut and dry infomercials, very just a very serious type center. So we're kind of trying to be more of the community, more kind of have a couple laughs while you go to accomplish your goals and
Fitness should be
work on
fun
them. Yeah,
and
exactly.
not full of fear. And so many people are fearful of fitness. And I just actually just did an interview yesterday with a trainer that's starting up a new podcast, and he his line is taking the fear out of fitness because he's like, so many people fear just even walking in a gym, and so if you can add that humor, it takes that away. And some of the videos y'all have put out have been really funny. You just recently sent me one in an email that I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect because this you're kind of marketing to a home gym. I mean, I know they're in fitness gyms and I get that, and a friend of mine who owns a physical therapy place loves it, and she's going to be getting a few, and I get that aspect of it, but I mean, you I love that you also are saying, hey, listen, this is perfect for the home gym, because I totally agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can do so much with it. And so it was a funny video. And I was like, this is, who cannot relate to this? You know, stuff that happens.
And we've found it really on, I mean, on both sides. And one of the newer, or one of the markets that's kind of been coming after us a little bit is honestly group fitness. And that seems to be working out really well, and definitely in gyms. But one of the markets that we really, we see a significant benefit is studios and home gyms, just because with limited space,
yeah,
needing to get the most out of your workout. The TerraCore is essentially a unit that you could have at your home, have dumbbells and resistance bands, and you can not only get a full workout, you can get a workout that's completely comparable to the workout that you would get at the gym using those machines.
Absolutely. And better. I think better.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I really think there's like you said, there's a stigma kind of around the gym culture, and it can definitely be a very intimidating place to go to at first. But we kind of hope that the TerraCore helps people become more confident, and then they can either use it at the gym or at home or wherever they like. But it gives the person the power to kind of work out where they want, how they want, and then also get a very effective and good workout.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. I've trained athletes, and like I said earlier, and I mean, you can do agility training with it, and balance training, and core training, and strength training, in all in one thing. I mean, like, I've brought it out to, a field and used it. So I can see how group training would be so effective and helpful and useful. I don't even know if I can say this. I don't know. I'm not sponsored by anybody, so I'm okay. Like, replacing the BOSU, because it's the BOSU really has been the only one, other than like the Air Max thingy or whatever it's called. I might have messed that up. That really has had that bubble. Help me out here.
Yeah.
Help me out, Mark. Bubble technology.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we sometimes we refer to it as the unstable surface, but
there you go.
That sometimes tends to scare people a little bit. Whereas it really is. If you pump it up enough, it will be as unstable or as stable as you want it to be. So you can kind of shed a little light on this, but it's very easy to pop the plug out with a little device we send you. You can pump it up for a client, make it a lot easier when it's a little bit stiffer. And then say you have somebody that's extremely experienced, they're kind of a veteran athlete, that type of person, you probably want to let the air out and give them more instability to sort of to challenge them more. So we have the ability to kind of vary the difficulty for beginners all the way to people that are more on the advanced end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. And it is super, super easy. Like, you get it, you air it up, you put the plug in. If you want to take some air out, you take the plug out a little bit.
Yep.
It's not real complicated.
Exactly.
In the world that we live in now, we need easy, right? So.
Yes.
So, okay, I know there was some, you mentioned that you wanted to talk about a program that y'all have coming up. I'm all about, like, getting people together. So tell us about this Fit for Good program. What is this?
Absolutely. So Fit for Good, we started about 5 or 6 months ago. And currently we've just been reaching out to the people that follow us, kind of reaching out to people in the community. But we're starting in the past couple of weeks to really try and reach out to a much larger group of people. And basically what our program is it's a campaign dedicated just to reaching out to people that are suffering from disabilities or recovering from life-altering events, and then kind of using our resources, equipment, and affiliates to lend them a helping hand.
Awesome. Awesome.
Example of one that we did recently is one of our co-founders, Greg Nigro, actually hosted an event for the Wounded Warrior Project down at Gold's Gym. And basically it was called Three Sets for Vets. And what they did is anybody that came over and did some sets, it would equate to a certain amount. And then we made a donation in equipment to their foundation. And also Gold's Gym made a small donation as well.
So basically it's giving back.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Exactly. And
love that.
We had a guy named Carl. He's really, really, really awesome guy. He suffered a severe brain injury from a skateboarding accident, and he has 3 children and his wife, and just kind of needed a little bit of help at home. So we helped him out with some things, then also sent him a TerraCore, and he's been using that to work on getting his balance back and kind of relearning everything that you do after a brain injury. So it really, really just trying to reach out and help people in the community. And I guess one more example, and I don't want to pepper everybody with examples, but just in case any listeners do think that they have somebody they would like to submit to the program, we would absolutely love for you to submit that. Our most recent one is we're going to be starting a kids camp down in Miami with a few of our ambassadors, and they're going to be working with basically just underprivileged children, kind of getting them some type of after-school activity, and they're going to be doing workouts and working with the trainers and sort of just playing fun games. But the Terra Corps will be a large part of that. It'll be one of the pieces that they can use. And the trainers were talking to me about some funny leapfrog exercises and things like that.
Yeah.
But it really is just trying to give back to the community and sort of do our due diligence in part as a company and being part of being part of a community.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got to give. I'm big on generosity. So how do we find out where we go to submit if we want to, like, hey, I know of this place that needs help with something.
So the my email is mark@terracorefitness.com.
Okay.
And
I'll put that in the show notes.
Yes, that would be perfect. And we take all submissions through there. We kind of talk about them as a team. And then we really do whatever we can in our power to help. And if it's something that we can't help with, we have a bunch of other companies that we are affiliated with that would kind of be willing to pitch in as well.
Oh, that's great that you're aligning with other people that want to give back. That's how you grow.
Yep.
I'm big on that. You have to have the right alignments. You got to be in with the right people, and you got to give back and be generous. So that makes me happy to hear that y'all are doing that. Now I got to figure out a way to get y'all to come to Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to come see me. I got to find a program. Hey, y'all contact me if you know of anything that, because I'll email you. You know, Mark, I'll be like, fit for good. I got one over here. Come to Texas.
Yep.
What are you going to be going to Florida?
I will not be going to Florida. There is a chance that I would go out in a few months from now. But for the time being, we do have two ambassadors down there. And then we also have a gym owner that really wants to participate in the program, is likely going to let us use the facility. But the plan is hopefully, probably realistically in 2019, to kind of, because we stay in pretty close contact with everyone in our program, to sort of reach out to them, do some surprise visits, do some more engaging things like that, and just try and reach out and keep them going as much as possible.
That's awesome. So, okay, I guess then, what is the, so you guys are basically, I think when I talked to you last time, you said you're only like a year old. Is this true? Cause I mean, I think you really, I don't remember seeing you guys and then boom, you're out there.
So the Terra Corps is, getting close to 2 years old. But for the first about 6 to 7 months after the launch, it wasn't, I guess the best way to put it was nobody really knew what they had.
Mm-hmm.
There was a much larger line of similar balance equipment, but it was more like full size benches, glute machines, ab machines. So much larger equipment. And, I guess learning from our customers, talking to so many different people, it became very apparent that the movement in fitness seemed to be heading more towards a functional side than a larger mm-hmm. machine side. So we wanted to develop a piece of equipment that could kind of fit into that space.
It does.
We actually just ripped off the top of a bench the first time. And that was what we used as a prototype. So we just took one of our full-size benches, took the top of it off. But then, of course, realized that you can't have something like that weighs 175 pounds. So we ended up moving to a injection model. And then from there, the Terra Corps surfaced. And I think it really started to turn, I would say, about a year ago when we're sort of just looking at all the feedback, because with a smaller team, with not having quite the distribution that we should, it's really the feedback is kind of what shed the light for us. And mm-hmm. when we started to realize that the majority of people, all the way from physical therapists to athletes to your everyday person working out at home to, across some pretty significant sports training, it really has kind of shown us where the Terra Corps can go. And that sort of was when we decided, all right, we're going to really roll with this. And we actually made Terra Corps its own separate company. And we got a website up just this past year in March. And that was the first time the Terra Corps has ever had its own website. And now we're really starting to get the legs behind it, fine tune a lot of the processes. And it's
taken off.
The sky's the limit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I see it everywhere now.
It's getting to the point where we're like, before we were sitting there thinking, all right, it's going to be the holidays. You know, we got to run all these promotions and we're doing all these different things. And now we're like, holy crap, we got to order more Terra Cores. They're going too quick. We didn't expect this. So it's kind of a scramble, but it's a good scramble.
Right.
And we're really, really excited to see what comes next. And as we grow and our tribe grows, everything that we can do grows. And I mean, for example, Fit for Good grows. And that to me is kind of, it's just sort of my baby and the thing that I really enjoy and really want to do, because I feel like there's something super unique and special about being able to make someone's day while at the same time providing a product and source that can really improve everyone's life. And
it's a great community.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. You're really creating a great community, and what you can't give if you don't have. So I'm like, yes. you gotta have that money to be able to give it. And it's a perfect storm. Yes. Cause I have a feeling you're going to get a ton of orders. Because I have a couple of followers that text me that are like, oh, you know, I'm really dropping some hints with my husband. Like, I really want one of these, you know, you know. And so I'm like, it's a perfect Christmas gift for someone that's trying to get fit. And because you literally it can replace, for me, I like to do a lot of functional training. And I don't think that you have to constantly have heavy, heavy weight. You know, I like to get you off kilter a little bit. And when you... I mean, you don't even need a dumbbell or a bar, you know, you can use that, you know? So,
yeah.
Cause it's not too heavy, but it's heavy enough to where if you get enough reps in there and you stand on one leg and you try and do a deadlift with it, it's going to challenge you, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think it's great. And I'm glad to be a part of the team, and I'm super, super, super stoked that you took the time out of your day. Cause I know you're really, really busy right now to talk to me and share the stories that you have today about this product that I love.
No, oh,
thank you so much, Mark.
Absolutely.
You have been great, by the way. You just keep doing you, because you're awesome. Like, your energy is great. The first time I talked to you, I was like, ooh, and it was like, not, I've talked to a lot of other people in this industry. And I was like, ooh, I like this company. This is a good person. They're going in the right direction.
Absolutely. Thank you. I mean, it honestly means a lot. And I just hope we can stick by our two philosophies, which are produce a damn good product and do the right thing. And hopefully we make it all the way. So we're
excited. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
And you'll be coming to Texas. I'm gonna make it happen.
All right. I'd like to hear that.
Hey, listen, I'm like 5 miles away from the Dallas Star or whatever. I live out here in Frisco, Texas. I don't know if you know anything about Frisco, but it's like one of the fastest growing cities in the country right now.
Actually, are you close to Dallas Mania? That's our Dallas Fit.
I'm probably, is that somewhere that
it's kind of near the stadium, but they actually have Terra Core group classes there.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Okay, the stadium. I'm talking about the new one, the Star, the one that Toyota and that one. That's where I'm close to, but yeah, Dallas is not far from Frisco.
Okay.
So I'll have to check them out. I'll have to go in there and say, hey, what's up? Take a class.
Yep.
Get some video, send it to you, you know? Well, that's awesome. I appreciate you coming on. Is there anything else? We talked about the Fit for Good program and, you know, that you guys are just doing great things and building a great community. I'm going to be putting in the show notes for everyone. If you're driving down the road or doing dishes, you don't want to get write it down, how to contact you, Mark. And so they can contact you through your email, through Instagram, and then and the website is attached to that. Are those all three good places?
Yes, all three are good.
And then I'll mention Fit for Good on. So if someone wanted to contact you, just put Fit for Good in the subject.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Well, I'll put all of that in the show notes, and I think that's it for now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you can come on like in a couple of months, and just we can talk about how awesome and how great and big y'all are getting.
absolutely. That sounds great, Jennifer. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Love on those dogs, and I'll be talking to you soon. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Okay. Bye for now, guys.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.